Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And there's a lot going on, actually, way behind the scenes, so people don't see what their global elite is doing. Before we get rolling here, I got an email from somebody. He says, I wish I could understand why some who thought they were going to heaven won't be going. I have to tell you, that really scares me. Well, I don't really have time to get into that right now, but I would advise that you read Revelation 3:17. 3 is the number of resurrection, and 17 is the number of victory. Verse 17 says, because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Those are all the aspects of salvation that they don't have. They're not saved. This is really what it's saying. You're saying, I am rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing, but you don't know you're not even saved. And the reason that is because of false salvation doctrine that was warned about by Jesus, Peter, John, and Paul, which has now reached its apex with the modern-day preachers, teachers, evangelists, etc., etc. I'll answer that later. I might even do a special maybe on a Sunday or Sunday night or something like that. It's a very, very important thing because the Bible is very, very clear that multitudes who were positive they were saved actually were not. Yes, it is scary. In fact, I was on a radio program with a very well-established prophecy guy out in California. I can't remember his name now. And I broached Matthew chapter 7 with him, and he wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. He said, that's too scary. I don't want to talk about it. Well, better to be scared and look at it and then bend the knee before the Lord and say, you know, I've been deceived, and I understand now a little bit. Help me. He will. He says, it's not my will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. It's not the will of the Lord that anybody be sent away. So it's the person who sends themselves away. Anyway, enough of that. Got a few headlines I want to get into before we get into what's going on with the three supermoons. They're all coded, folks. It's all coded to, and I'll get into that a little bit. And by the way, if you go on to lightgateblogger.com or Night Shadows Radio, I got a big thing up on this, on the three supermoons and the coded numbers that are embedded within it. So you can go there and read it and study it, because it's very, very important as to what's going on. And in Israel today, on Purim, something of drastic importance actually did take place. I'll get into that. Anyway, a few headlines. U.S. Air Force deploys B-52 bombers to Europe in a message to Russia. And by the way, before I go too far with this, please continue your prayers for Darnett and Larry Taylor. They are getting better. I spoke to Larry this morning. He says he's getting better, and hopefully maybe can join us on tomorrow. If not, next week. Yeah, that's something you don't want to rush, because it can fool you and it come back on you. It probably has to do with chemtrailing. We'll get into that tomorrow night a little more. Anyway, U.S. Air Force deploys B-52 bombers to Europe in a message to Russia. Again, prodding the sleeping bear is probably the dumbest thing the United States could do in view of biblical prophecy, which says that Russia will attack the United States. and win it. They will win. They will destroy us. Anyway, it says on Monday, four B-52s conducted flights to several places in Europe, including the Norwegian Sea, the Baltic Sea, Estonia, and the Mediterranean Sea in Greece, the Air Force said. The Air Force bombers went from Anderson Air Force Base, Guam, and the Royal Air Force Fairford, conducted simultaneous and theater familiarization training in the Indo-Pacific and Europe. They're getting ready for a war over there, folks. They know perfectly well there's a war coming. Earth changes. Explosive volcanic eruption in Mexico. These are just headlines. Don't have time to get into it. We'll get into it tomorrow night. Hawaii volcano, 5.5 earthquake again, and that was a little bit ago. So that island is definitely waking up. In fact, could break off and slide into the sea. Earthquakes strike Florida and New Brunswick, Canada. Larry and I talked about that, and the question was, is the East Coast destabilizing? Yes, it is. No question about it. North Korea back in play. Two B-52s moved from Guam to Japan. That interesting. Russia's Lavrov, deputy to War Hawk Abrams. Venezuela's aid operation unacceptable. Russia to protect its interests. Getting to Venezuela. Moscow rules out destroying its new missiles in response to a groundless U.S. request. So it's on and on it goes. Here's another one. Syria notifies Israel it will attack if the IDF doesn't leave the Golan Heights. We'll get into this because of what Trump just did. He gave the finger to Syria and Iran. Here's another headline. Syria ready to fight to regain oil-rich Golan Heights. Now, you remember, we had Stan Deo on one time, some time ago. And he was one of the first, as usual for Stan, to have told us what's really going on the Golan, and it's all about energy and the vast reserves under the Golan Heights. These are energy wars, folks. That's all it is. Anyway, in 1981, Israel officially annexed Syria's Golan Heights after occupying it following the Six-Day War. The United States, under President Ronald Reagan, voted unanimously with the UN Security Council to condemn the Israeli theft, they called it, of around 1,800 square kilometers. I was under the impression they won that in a war. You know, if you're going to attack somebody and you lose, generally you lose whatever ground you were on. That's the way it works. Evidently not for Israel. Doesn't work that way. Anyway, another headline. U.S. regime change blueprint proposed Venezuelan electricity blackouts as a watershed event for galvanizing public unrest. Remember the blackouts, and we were speculating that probably we were behind it? Well, here's the U.S.-funded Canvas organization that trained Juan Guaido and his allies, you know, the guy that claims he's now the leader, produced a 2010 memo on exploiting electricity outages and urged the opposition to take advantage of the situation towards their needs. I tell you what, the folks, the duplicity of humanity knows no boundaries whatever. They're inside the matrix. They're fallen creatures. That's why Jesus Christ told you, trust no one. Trust no one. Wisdom and understanding are not found in the land of the living. If you want real wisdom and you want real understanding, death and hell say, we know about that. We've heard about that. Go into Job, you'll read that. It's kind of interesting because Jesus said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. Well, He also said, pick up your cross. Went to Calvary, died, went to the underworld. That's where he went. He rose again as a sign for all of humanity that there really is a resurrection. And anyway, geomagnetic storm warning. We got one of G2 class geomagnetic storms possible for March 23rd. CME is expected to hurt Earth's magnetic field. Big sunspot. Sunspot AR2736 didn't even exist. Now the rapidly growing active region stretches more than 100,000 kilometers of the solar surface and contains multiple dark cores that are much larger than Earth. It has a very complicated magnetic field that is crackling with C-class solar flares. Interesting when you view it as to the time we're in, between the 19th and the 22nd, moving on through April 11th and into May 14th. Okay, Earth changes. Here's a few headlines for you. Weather patterns have gone crazy. Nebraska flooding breaks over 17 records. Farmers absolutely devastated. Flood damage in the Midwest is still mounting. Even around here, we've seen a number of roof collapse. Powerful 6.3 quake hits Luganville, Vanuatu. Indonesia flood death toll tops 100. Dozens are still missing. Cyclone Idaia might be the Southern Hemisphere's worst such disaster. You're going to see insurance rates starting to increase. You're going to see food supplies starting to decrease, but prices will show a rapid increase. So if you can stock up, now's the time to do it. On to John Williams. And if you're not familiar with John Williams, he is an expert economist. He's a rogue. He tells the real truth of what's going on, not what you hear out of Trump or any of the government figures. Here's what he really has to say, and I'm not going to read all of it, just parts of it. Fed likely has, this is an interesting one, an internal recession forecast, but not one to be published, other than for an obvious coincidence of lagging circumstances. Nevertheless, the U.S. economy is weakening more sharply and quickly than acknowledged, signaling a formal recession that was triggered directly by overtly aggressive FOMC tightening and rate hikes of the last year or two. Latest indication, accelerating downturn, was in freight activity. They track all that, he does. Late-day market movements likely will become the trending norm as evidence of a deepening severe economic downturn mounts rapidly. So be on the lookout for this because of the date of where we are. Okay, now I wanted to get into this a little bit. I want to remind you, too, of this fact that from the time Obama and the Pope shook hands on 9/23/2015 to 3/22, March 22nd, which is one day away, is exactly 42 months on the Gentile calendar, 3.5 years. I would just simply ask you, is that coincidental, or is the Lord showing the Christians something that they need to know? Why is the Lord pointing out to Christians exactly 3.5 Gentile years has passed from that meeting to 3:22, is he giving us a clue as to where we are on the Lord's timeline for the church? And this is something you really should be taking a look at. I think we're much closer than people realize. And remember the Georgia Guidestones? They were dedicated on 3:22. And remember the Skull and Bones number, 3:22. And we said that we thought maybe something would be happening between 319 and 322. Could be something in Israel, could be something else. Well, just what? And this is huge, but it's hardly being reported anywhere. But it is absolutely huge. You may remember when Donald Trump made Jerusalem the capital of Israel, which caused a big hue and cry, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, which caused another hue and cry, then Israel declares itself a Jewish nation, then the Sanhedrin has a ceremony in which they invited 70 nations to partake as they dedicated the Sanhedrin, which ties into the Noahide laws. And the Noahide laws are very, very dangerous to Christians simply because they consider if you worship Jesus Christ, you are guilty of blasphemy. If you're guilty of blasphemy under the Noahide laws, you become a target for beheading. It's right there. Folks, this is very dangerous. Everything you're seeing happen over in the Middle East is extremely important because Israel is God's time clock. And Israel, a lot of people do not understand at all who Israel really is. I call it pre-tribulational Israel for a reason. Pre-tribulational Israel was founded by the occult forces. God's behind it, no question about it. But if you remember, Lord Rothschild and all on that group all set up Israel. Israel doesn't even like Orthodox Jews over there very much. So there's a problem over there, which is going to come to a head as Israel enters the time of Jacob's trouble. Now remember that Jacob is the same thing as Israel, so we can say the time of Israel's trouble. It's called the tribulation. It's called Daniel's 70th week. It's got a number of names. And this is where we are. Now there is, and I've read several of these books, very, very interesting books, in which they claim that Jesus Christ fulfilled the first 3.5 years of Daniel's lost week, and we only have 3.5 years to go. Now, I've never subscribed to it, but I do bring it up because it has some very interesting concepts in view of the fact of the handshake of the Pope and Obama on 9/23/2015, 3.5 years on the Gentile calendar and 42 months on the Gentile calendar ends tomorrow. That's kind of interesting. It's not by accident. The Lord's trying to show us something. Exactly what? I guess we don't know yet, but I think we're going to find out because something happened today that is really, really interesting, so I want to get to it. Trump has approved Israel's rights to the Golan Heights, thus making it part of Israel. And it was done today on the Feast of Purim. He did it by tweet at 11:09. It's not coincidental. That's a 9/11. And tomorrow is exactly 3.5 years or 42 Gentile months from Obama and the Pope. Handshake. Okay, so here's the news. The latest Israel Prime Minister hails Trump's Golan miracle by the Associated Press. And let's see, they posted that. He tweeted that at 11:09 a.m., and I checked it out. I vetted it, and yes, he did. The latest on the United States and Israel. Israel's prime minister has praised President Donald Trump's recognition of its control over the Golan Heights as a holiday miracle. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Trump's declaration is an equal to the historical importance to his recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital and his withdrawal from the international nuclear deal with Iran. Do you see where this is going, folks? Even Netanyahu is saying this is the same. This is more, actually, it's more important. It's far more important because of the ancient outline of Israel and where they had their actual land that was given to them by the Most High God. This is going to get very, very interesting because I just read you the headlines, right, where Syria said, get off the Golan or we're going to war, and Iran has said, get off the Golan or we're going to war. Remember that Syria is Iran's proxy. So we might as well say Syria and Iran, Syria is greater Iran. It's a proxy. It does what it's told by Iran's ayatollahs and those guys. Don't forget, they need their war, a horrific war, in order for the 12th Ayman to present himself. Several of Iran's clerics made a comment that I never forgot, that Barack Obama was the 12th Ayman. Not saying he is. I'm saying that's what they said he was. Now, for all this to take place, something drastic has to occur, which is why I say now, pray for Donald Trump. We're getting a lot of different viewpoints on whether Donald's going to serve out his two full terms. It's going to have 8 years, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe not. They can't get rid of him by hook or crook. They got other means, believe me, and they will employ them. They got rid of John Kennedy. They didn't have any problem killing John Kennedy. Not one bit. Remember, all of this is taking place in the Matrix. Remember, Jesus Christ told you to get yourself out of the Matrix. And so everything you're seeing within the Matrix is already a stage play. If you read your Bible prophecy, then you know Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, Act 4, and you know who the players are if you studied. And America is one of the chief players, in spite of all the denials by all the prophetic scholars, or a good share of them anyway, not all of them, who will tell you that America is not even mentioned in Bible prophecy. Yes, it is, and it covers a lot of pages. It's called Babylon the Great. New York City is called the Great City Babylon. That's why the United Nations is in New York City. It's a duplicate of what happened in ancient history in Babylon and the Great Tower of Babylon that Nimrod built. Remember, they had one language. If you go back and read in Genesis, they were of one language, and the Lord came down and looked at it and said, you know, whatsoever these people imagine to do, that can they do. So he mixed up all their languages so they couldn't understand each other and sent them away. And when they got to their various places, the continents all split apart into what we have today. And even scientists will tell you that at one time the landmass was all one. So, again, the Bible has proved time and time and time again to be absolutely accurate, absolutely true. The mathematical continuity of it cannot be denied except by people who are foolish, according to the Bible itself. Only a fool says there is no God. So, anyway, Trump's declaration, getting back to this one, is of equal historical importance to his recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Amen to that. Absolutely true. This was a huge, huge deal. And look at where it came. Purim 3:21. Now, I want to get quickly to the, you have to probably go to our website or lightgateblogger.com, and you can see the whole thing laid out for you. But remember where the dates of those moons came. The first one was on January 21st. The second one was February 19th. This one we just had was March 21st. Remember the numbers, 21 on one end, 21 on the other end, 19 in the middle, pointing to 2019. 21 and 21, where did we see those numbers? Oh, 21 and 21, or 21-12, or 12-21, you can mix them up any way you want. What if you got 4-11 and 3-21? The Lord is definitely pointing out. Look out, folks, look out. Lift your head up. Your redemption is drawing very, very close. It relates all the way back to the 12-21-2012 date of the Mayans. It's a 12-21. Well, all you got to do is mix the numbers up. A 21 is a 12. 12 is a 21 in reverse. 12-21 put together, you've got a 4-11 in code. And remember I told you about, and you can look it up for yourself, Comet Hyakutake and Comet Hale-Bopp way back in 96 and 97 made a perfect cross over the star of Elgol, which is Satan's head, crushing it by the cross, the work of Christ on that cross. It's all there. Folks, it's all right in front of our nose. And the first one was 321, was a blood moon. And rabbis said at that time, if you're a Jew and you're in America, you better come home. You better get out because something very bad is going to happen in America. We're already seeing it. We have no idea what the damage is going to be to the floods in the Midwest. All the way down. It is going to be absolutely devastating. These were all supermoons, by the way. Why would the Lord give these dates? He's pointing us back to the Mayans. He's pointing us to 4-11, and he's pointing us to March 21, 2019, for sure. I don't think there's any way anybody can deny this. It's right in front of our face. Anyway, just wanted to bring you up to date on all this stuff. Tomorrow night, we'll try and get Larry back on. He may be able to. He may not be able to. These things have a nasty habit of grabbing you again when you think you're getting better. So I hope you just rest a lot. And anyway, keep your prayers for Larry and Darnett. They're both under the weather. And it's a nasty bug. And we'll get into the chemtrailing because they had heavy, heavy chemtrailing down there just before everybody got sick. And he told me that there's a lot of people in that area that are very, very sick, and they're not doing well at all. And my advice to you, if you see a lot of chemtrailing, unless you absolutely have to, do not go outside. Just stay in. And we have no idea what they're putting in this stuff. We only know that deep state, global deep state, has a population reduction agenda of at least 6 billion people. They want to get rid of us. They want to kill us, and they're going to do a good job at it if we don't watch it. And nobody's going to rise up. Nobody's going to stop them. They don't have to worry about that. The only thing they have to worry about is the God factor. And once again, I'd go look at lightgateblogger.com, and you'll see the whole article and how it's all laid out and what the numbers all mean and how we arrive at all that. And a lot of people will tell you, well, that's Kabbalah or that's this or that's that. No, God uses numbers all the time, constantly uses them. There are books written about it, how God uses the numbers. He is the supreme mathematician. He knows exactly what he's talking about. And it's just too bad people get their head up and locked and can't see what's going on. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. Take care, and we'll see you again tomorrow night. Good night, everyone.